Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
I think with this business model, you only lose money if you don't do it right or if you quit. Like if you follow the right plan, the right system, the right strategies, and you stick with it for enough time, I would say almost always you're not going to lose money.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're going to answer the question, can you lose money dropshipping? So I actually found this, doing some research, and I don't know whether people are talking about our business model, high-ticket dropshipping, or whether they're talking about the more famous but shittier method of, you know, AliExpress, low-ticket nonsense dropshipping. I imagine that's what they're asking for, but I think it's fair to answer that question. If someone's listening to this, I would hope they're considering high-ticket dropshipping, which we've presented many, many reasons why it's more favorable for you on this podcast. But any business has risk. There's, of course, going to be risk involved. And so let's answer the elephant in the room, John. Can you lose money dropshipping?
Yeah, look, you can lose money dropshipping. Of course you can. As you say, it's a business that carries risk. You can lose money here. Unless you're, I think, ridiculous about it, the amount of money that you could lose, let's say in a worst case scenario, is going to be significantly less than almost any other business you could start on this planet, right? I mean, you don't have to buy any stock. There is not much infrastructure you have to set up. We've said plenty of times on this podcast that you can set up a dropshipping website for less than $500. I think you can even do it for less than $300, to be honest. So let's say in a worst case scenario, you spend that amount of money. You're probably going to spend a little bit of money on traffic. Let's say you're going to run some ads in the beginning and you're not seeing a return on that and you decide you want to quit at that point. You're going to have lost a little bit of money, but like literally it's probably going to be less than 1,000, maybe less than 2,000. It shouldn't be a large number at that point. Now you might buy a course as well, and I wouldn't really include that in the cost of starting this business because you don't have to do that, but you might buy a course as well. And you know, once again, if you quit out, then you're probably not going to realize a return on that investment in a direct way. So you could count that in as well. But you know, the risk associated here with this particular bit of losing money for dropshipping compared to, you know, going and starting a cafe or starting a business where you have to buy a whole bunch of equipment to do the business, which might be $40,000 or $50,000, it's obviously significantly lower. It's hard to think of another business model where that's going to have a lower risk in this particular respect. I think the bigger, and what I would say though as well is like, I think with this business model, you only lose money if you don't do it right or if you quit. Like if you follow the right plan, the right system, the right strategies, and you stick with it for enough time, I would say almost always you're not going to lose money, right? And that's why we have such a good guarantee on our Dropship Breakthrough program, our 12-month guarantee, where we say like, if you follow the exact steps in the program, right, and you don't make 100K in your first 12 months in sales, right, which is going to give you enough profit to cover your costs at least, so you don't lose money, right? Let's say, once again, worst case scenario, we'll give you your money back. Like nobody else does that. If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like. Right, like I know that our system is so good that if somebody sticks with it for that long, they're not going to come asking for a refund for that reason, right? The problem most people have is that literally they quit when it comes to dropshipping. The downside of the business model is that a lot of people come for a looky-loo and then they're not really serious about it in the first place. And, you know, they go, oh, after a couple of months, oh, I can't be bothered doing this anymore. Or I'm not that interested in this anymore. I want to chase another shiny object or whatever it might be. And so if they put a little bit of money into it, then, you know, yeah, they've lost that money, if you like, even though it's, you've still got the experience of doing it, which isn't a complete loss. So, yeah. I mean, but yeah, you can.
So there are some benefits in the U.S. to starting a business. You can write off your first $5,000 in startup expenses amortized over 15 years, right? So I am not a lawyer. I am not a tax professional. You should seek tax advice. But I would imagine your initial advertising and marketing expenses, your cost of the course, 100% is a business expense, whether that's part of your startup cost or not. but there are startup costs as well. And so, like, it's not risk-free, but like as John said, you can start for pretty cheap and you shouldn't lose money. And most of what you do to run your business is an expense. And so you're writing that off too, right? Which is a huge benefit. But I will say, like, one thing that pops up, John, for us a lot is specifically around ads. And I would say majority of people are people who have started a business off this podcast, which is really great. But there are some people who take our course and end up in this same situation. And I don't know if that's just not watching the videos as well as they should be or what that is. But they'll say, hey, you know, I spent $1,000 in ads and I didn't get any sales. One, they'll call that a loss. I wouldn't call that a loss yet because you might spend $2,000 and get $50,000 in sales. And then that first $1,000 looks silly at the same time, right? But typically it's because the ads are set up wrong. That'll usually be the first question we'll see in Slack. Somebody will ask or in our Facebook group. And they'll be like, yeah, I got all my clicks in high and a couple clicks in medium and a couple clicks in low. And like, that's exactly what you shouldn't be doing. There's a very specific way to run ads. We teach in our course. We've tried to describe it on the podcast. It's more difficult than you think to get across in a podcast how to run good Google ads. But that's usually the problem. And I wouldn't say it's losing money. I think if you take a long-term view on any of this stuff, like you just said, if you do this for a year, if you put in the work for a year, you're likely going to turn that around. And so if you take a short time frame and say, I spent $500 to start this thing. I never ran an ad. I lost money dropshipping. That's a very short time frame. Or maybe you ran a few ads, spent a few $100 and didn't make a sale, and then you quit. Then you could say, I lost money dropshipping. But if you stuck with it and improved your product pages and did your ads better and started all of the other things that you need to do to run a business, like email marketing and remarketing, things like that, rewriting your headlines, all the stuff we've been talking about on this show for 300 plus episodes, you're likely going to extend your time frame in which magically you're only going to make more money. If you do the work, almost inevitably, you're going to make money. So you might only make, like I've talked about before in my businesses, $500 in month two and lost $50 in month three and made $20 in month four, whatever it was. But 4 years down the line, you're in a massively different position, right? Or you quit 4 days into it and you lost money dropshipping. Like that's how I tend to look at it, is just like, how can you extend your time frame and say, I'm going to do the work necessary to have a business that inevitably, if it has time in market, it's going to grow. It's going to grow and it's going to grow and it's going to grow. That's what businesses do if you continue to work on them.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's a couple of mindset things here as well. I absolutely love the bit you said about, like, you haven't seen a return yet. And I think there's a lot of expectations that get wound up with the idea of drop shipping for people, which I think, and I was discussing this on one of our group coaching calls within the course yesterday. I did a call on mindset and this kind of came up actually. And we were talking about how, like, you know, I saw this stat somewhere, like the average business started, and I can't remember at what time period this was, but the average business started, it's 2 years to profit. That's the profit expectation for many businesses. They don't see a profit for you know, 2 years. Right, because you've got the initial investment, which has to be recouped and recognized, and only when you go past that time are you truly in profit, right? And so 2 years. Now, if you said that to most people who are thinking of getting into dropshipping, it's going to take you 2 years before you see a profit. I reckon most people wouldn't get started in the first place. But that's kind of the historical expectation for business. And so I think really the social media world and the way that dropshipping and other online businesses as well, it's not just dropshipping, gets pushed to people, is that you should expect that you're profitable instantly. And I mean, I don't think that's a helpful expectation to bring into it either. And it's kind of interesting to have seen that expectation kind of grow a bit. Like, once again, it's not going to take you 2 years, and it shouldn't take you 2 years. And it is possible to be profitable in your first month or your second month in dropshipping for sure. But at the same time, I don't think you should see it as a failure if you're not. You know, if you put a little bit of money in, you just haven't seen a return yet. If you stick with it, you're going to see it, unless you're doing something really wrong. And I think that's the point. I get, you know, I get emails from people. I was telling you before the call, I've spoken to someone who told me they had like put $100,000 into a dropshipping business, like trying to develop this dropshipping business and paying people to work on the website and working with SEO agencies and things like this. And it wasn't working yet, and there wasn't a return on that sort of investment. I've spoken to other people who are like saying, like, I've spent $10,000 on my dropshipping business, and like my eyes nearly fall out of my head when people say that. I'm like, what, how, why? Because that's just completely unnecessary. I mean, if you're thinking of it's going to cost you, and buying pre-built sites is another one, like paying somebody $15K for a pre-built dropshipping site, like no, this is all so unnecessary. And it's all a really bad idea. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, yes, I'm all for paying some people a little bit of money to help you upload products or maybe help you with design things on your website, sure. But like getting into the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on a dropshipping business is, in the beginning, is like crazy. Like, I mean, if you're thinking that's what's necessary, it's really not. The problem is that when people don't have the right guidance on how to do it properly, they fall into those situations. Because they don't have anybody else like kind of saying who's gone before. They're not learning from anybody else's journey properly. Sometimes they're learning from somebody who's a fake's journey, but you know, and so I think that the biggest risk of losing money, and I get that this sounds a little self-serving, is that like it's definitely like you say in the advertising space, right? And I'll be quite clear, like when I started, I lost a lot of money trying things with ads. Like initially, right? Now over time, I've lost nothing. I've made well more money than I've spent on businesses. But like I went through periods where my ad balance was like negative versus what I'd spent versus what I made off it. And I learned a lot of lessons. And there was nobody for me to go and listen to in the dropshipping space about how to do it right, really. And so I probably lost easily multiple five figures in trying things on ads over the years that didn't provide a return. And so, like now, for somebody who's starting now, you have the ability to learn from people who have lost a lot of money on things like ads, right? So if you're choosing not to learn from them and to find and seek their guidance, then you're probably going to make the same mistakes, right? Like I think that's a big difference between whether you're going to make money or lose money here. It's like, I can't overstate it. If you're going out and you're going to try and do all of this yourself, you're going to make a lot of mistakes, and it's mistakes that cost you money. And the great thing today is you have the opportunity to avoid many of those mistakes. If you've simply been listening to this podcast, you're probably going to avoid some for sure. But I think you need to do more than that. You know, listening to this podcast is a fantastic way to understand what high ticket dropshipping is, how it works, you know, and a lot of the things that you need to do. But like, I mean, for us, we simply cannot, it's not possible to put everything on a podcast. It's just not. You have to find, and it doesn't have to be us. There are other ways out there you can learn about how to do this stuff. But I think if you're really serious about it, you have to do more. And you really should be prioritizing, you know, how to, like, learning how to do ads and SEO properly is 100% going to save you at least $10,000. Like, I have no hesitation saying that, and probably much more, to be frank, let alone the money, the revenue that you'll miss by not doing it right. just those two things, let alone anything else we could talk about that has to do with these businesses. Like, if you get your ads wrong and you run them for a few months, you're 100% going to lose close to that amount of money, I would say. Unless you just luck out, which you might. Now,
that's the biggest piece. Like, that and you know, trying to... Hopefully, we've done a good job at helping people with market selection so they don't end up in a market that's just, you know, not worth their time. And getting your ads right. And like you said, no one's teaching SEO. I'm doing the best I can to help you describe it on here. And I promise you, I haven't seen many people getting it right. It's hard. It's way harder than I... Like, for me, it's easy, I guess. Because I get it, and I've been trying to express it, and I think that's where people, they never get to pull that lever. We've had a lot of people come from other courses who maybe they got the ads right, and now they're like, you know, they got $1 million a year business that they're running by themselves. They have no help. They have no organic traffic, and, you know, if the ads break in any way, they're in big, big trouble, right? And so I'm with you, John. It sounds very self-serving, and I hope we don't come across that way, but, like, if we had Dropship Breakthrough back when we started, we'd be in a much different place. And we're seeing that with our students, right? We've mentioned multiple people on this podcast. We've had multiple people on this podcast who are going way faster than John and I ever went because we're able to help them skip the big, big mistakes that you and I have both made and the money we've lost in the process. And honestly, it was fun. I don't mind that journey. And I look forward to watching our students go way faster than we did and run into new things we never even thought of so that, you know, we can continue to help more people. And so I'm with you, John. If you're listening to this, and maybe you've started, maybe you've been thinking about starting, start right now. And go get some guidance. And don't worry about losing money. Worry about changing your fucking life.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.